Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Charlie Monroe, who's president and CEO with Card Monroe Corporation. Charlie, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing very well. Hope you are.
I'm doing well. I look forward to seeing you in less than a week in Chicago. We always see each other in the halls at NeoCon.
Correct.
That's right. You've got some news about a new patent, and I want to get to that in a minute. But before we do that, why don't you just tell our listeners who Card Monroe Corporation is?
Well, thank you. Card Monroe is an original equipment manufacturer of tufting machinery. And, of course, in this world today, 90% of all the carpet that is manufactured by the tufting process. So we're the original equipment manufacturers. We're located in Chattanooga, and we sell machines all over the world.
Yeah. Now, you and I did an interview not too long ago where we talked about the fact that the founders of all this technology kind of came out of the hosiery business and developed this over time and built this industry. It's one of the reasons that the carpet industry is centered near Chattanooga. The guy that came up with this concept, his name was Joe Cobble. He's actually touched three of the major players in this business, hadn't he?
That's right. Around here, we might call him Uncle Joe, but yeah. There are three major manufacturers of tufting machinery in the world, and all three of us represent, each of us represents a different generation of the same family. And the first one was started by the Cobble brothers, and then their nephews grew up in the business. The Cobble brothers sold theirs. Their nephews started a second business. Those gentlemen sold theirs, and of course, I'm the son-in-law, and my business partner is one of the sons of, again, one of the nephews of the Cobble brothers, and so that's third generation, and we're 31 years old now, this company. Never was there any family left in the previous companies. They were always sold, and a new company was started.
Just to run through those brand names real quickly, you mentioned Cobble. That's the original Uncle Joe Cobble, and that's still they're still a player in the business, primarily in Europe, and I think they're UK based. In this country, there are two major players. There's your company and Tufco still in this business. And then there's also a couple other names, just to give us an update. I know there was Tapestron, who I think was one of the original companies that came up with the computer yarn placements. And then there's a Japanese company called
Yamaguchi.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so that's kind of the lay of the land. Another quick question people might be interested in. We just did our annual report in May. We talk about the fact that the whole flooring industry from a revenue perspective is about a $16.5 billion industry, if you don't talk about stone, and that's an annual revenue number. If you talk about all that, and then you talk about what goes to carpet and rug, it looks like carpet and rug is about 46% from a revenue perspective. So you've got to wonder, you know, back 20 years ago, carpet was in the 70 percentile. So with that lead in, you know, how are business conditions?
Well, our business is very good. Earlier in this decade, or you know, in 2006 and 7, we had 5 and 6. We had back-to-back record years for this company, and in 2008 actually began the first 9 months as to set another record, and that's when the economy sort of halted. 2009 was really slow for us, and then we came back 2010 pretty strong. Last year was a great year for us, and this year we've got a nice backlog and started off really well for us. So we've got a little more international focus than we have had in the past, but this is our core competency, and that's building tufting machines. That's what we enjoy doing.
All right, so business is good. Now, I've toured your place out there. You know, you're about 10 miles or so from our headquarters, and it's a very interesting headquarters. This machinery has evolved now to where it's computers and your frames are, you know, they're not welded pieces of metal. They're cast. They're, you know, beautiful. Everything that goes into making tufting equipment is very high-tech. You have these bays, and I think you can make six machines at a time. I think it takes several months to make one. Very complicated machinery. A couple of questions I might ask is, you know, when you start looking at this shift from broadloom to carpet tile, obviously that takes a different kind of equipment. And, you know, we're seeing that shift continue to go. Obviously, broadloom's still the leader. What kind of insight can you give us based on the type of equipment that's being ordered?
Well, carpet tile, since 2009, the commercial business has been pretty good, one of the brighter spots for certain in the carpet industry. Carpet tile is continuing to grow and take away market share from Broadloom. The new technologies that we brought along have fit extremely well with carpet tile. So that's what we've been about. That's been a big part of our business for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you look without giving them competitive information or giving us any percentages, you still make brand new Broadloom 15-foot wide tufting equipment. But I think the shift is you make more of the narrow products that's used to make modular tile, right?
Well, our customers who may in the past have bought Broadloom machines are now realizing the agility with a 6 foot or a 2 meter machine, the agility that they can have with just a 6 foot machine. I used the illustration that probably 10 years ago, we might build 1 6 foot machine or 2 6 foot machines a year. A few months ago, I went out to our manufacturing floor and we had in each of the six cells we had a 2 meter machine. So we were building six machines at that time, and 100% of them were 6 foot machines, all for carpet tile. So that's the transition that's going on. Now, a lot of people buy from us machines that will make two panels in a width, but oftentimes they're just running one panel on those machines because of the agility. With the contract carpet orders being smaller and smaller, more and more custom, the agility of being able from move from one order to the next is extremely important. That's the reason they like the six foot machines give them.
You know, Charlie, most people probably realize that in this day and age of manufacturing, throughput or speed, that's one factor. Obviously, the look, being able to do LCL and patterns and highs and lows, that's another thing. But one part of it they may not realize is that with the cost of, especially the cost of oil, which relates to the fiber cost, one of the technologies that you've been able to bring to the market is the ability to make a beautiful carpet with a little bit less yarn. And that's a selling point for your new equipment, isn't it?
That is a part. I think the styling is always on the forefront. We have to give our customers the capabilities of making new styles all the time, better color placement and that kind of thing. But, yeah, we have been told that also because of the preciseness, they can create patterns with, you know, a smaller amount of yarn.
Right. You know, I did an interview with Anthony Minetti. I think he's been a big customer of yours recently and may have even bought four of your color point machine, and that's one of his selling points of doing this investment, is that he's able to make beautiful carpet with a little bit less material.
Pattern clarity helps that, and of course the control, the servo control that we have, an individual servo motor controlling each individual end of yarn going into that carpet, that's what enables that to happen.
All right, so we just left about a minute here to talk about this new patent. I think the company owns over 93 patents in your press release, mm-hmm. and you've just gotten one for this color point tufting machine. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, we're really excited about that. We've just received the U.S. patent. Mm-hmm. We have also received a European patent and a patent in Turkey, and we have other patents pending currently. Mm-hmm. But we're just really grateful and excited about this because, you know, it just highlights and substantiates the innovation that has come through the color point machine and what that gives to our customers. The color point is probably the most significant development, not probably, it is the most significant tufting development since the invention of the tufting machine in the early 50s. And that is because we've always benchmarked the loom, and then what the color point machine gives you is Axminster type patterns with the efficiencies and abilities of the tufting machine.
Okay, so basically for layman, that means that you can have a woven look with the speed of tufting, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Okay, Charlie. Well, it's great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Charlie Monroe about his latest patent on the color point machine. He's the president and CEO of Carbon Row Corporation, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.